Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
For the first few years of dating and marriage, my sex life with my husband was really wonderful. And 4 years ago, he just stopped having sex with me. There was no real reason, and he refuses to go to a doctor about it. I'm very sexual, and I'm considering having an affair if he doesn't have sex with me. So what should I do?
I'm sorry to hear about this drastic change in your sex life. It can feel confusing and frustrating to want to be sexually intimate with one's partner and for that partner to decline invitations to have sex. This can feel particularly upsetting when it's unclear why sex has stopped. After all, how can you fix a relationship problem if you don't understand how it started in the first place or the reasons behind it now? People stop having sex for many reasons, and it is impossible for us to know why your husband stopped having sex with you. Since it seems as though the two of you have discussed the possibility of him seeing a doctor in regard to the lack of sex, I wonder if you notice physical problems, such as difficulties with erections, that might be contributing to the lack of sex. Sometimes men begin to notice erection problems during sex with a partner or even during their own masturbation, and they begin to shy away from sex for fear of failure. Other times, men, like some women, may choose to stop having sex because they lose desire for sex. Desire can decrease for any number of reasons, including relationship problems or health problems. Even if your husband doesn't want to talk to a doctor about his sex life, I wonder if he could be encouraged to see a doctor for an annual wellness exam in case he has any health conditions that should be addressed. Whether his choice to stop having sex is related to physical problems, anxiety, depression, or relationship issues is anyone's guess. However, sexual intimacy is clearly important to you, and you have a right to understand more about these changes to your sexual life and marriage. You might ask your husband if he would consider going with you to meet with a sex therapist or marriage counselor. Perhaps reassure him, and mean it, that your goal is to work on becoming closer and strengthening your marriage rather than being to get him to have sex. After all, if you can get your relationship intimacy back on track, you may have a chance over time of restoring your sex life. You can find a sex therapist through the website of the Society for Sex Therapy and Research, which is www.sstarnet.org. And you can locate marriage therapists through the website of the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, which is www.aamft.org. Finally, consider reading The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work by Dr. John Gottman. You can learn more about this book and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.